How's it going, everyone? Happy Sunday. Today I have an awesome guest, good friend of mine from when I lived in Orlando for a couple years. It's my good friend, Ron Whipple. What's up, Ron?
Not much. Just having a good Sunday, listening to some conference reports and taking the sacrament and waiting to talk to you.
Perfect. So, Ron, when I was making a list of people for this podcast, my goal is to kind of find people who have almost been through the ringer, who have had struggles in their life, but still somehow are able to keep going in life. So, honestly, you are someone that I know who has been through a lot, and I just wanted to interview you to kind of hear almost like your life story in a condensed form and kind of hear essentially like help our audience who may be struggling and maybe struggling to understand why do bad things happen to good people? How could there be a God if God allows these terrible things to happen to people, and especially you? You've had so many health problems. So, Ron, if you could just kind of introduce yourself, say where you're from, and then kind of talk about when your first health problem started, I guess.
Okay. I was in pretty good health until I was about, about 20. And then I started getting tachycardia, really rapid heartbeat. And I mean, it was really up there. It was near 200. Per minute.
Wow.
And it stayed up there for almost 2 months. And, we finally went to the doctors, and the doctors were trying to figure out what was going on. And that was at the Air Force Base at the time, and they couldn't figure it out. So they sent us to Gainesville, which was the University of Florida hospital there.
Oh, nice.
And that had a specialty team, and they checked things out, and they decided that I had Graves' disease, which is a thyroid disease. And
And this is all at the age of 20?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so they gave me some medication to counteract the thyroid that was being produced. And we went on from Gainesville and went up to visit my grandparents in Tallahassee, which isn't that far away. And I was taking my medication and doing okay, but then on the trip back home, I started feeling really bad, and I had my mother pull over at the first gas station that we came to, and I went in, and I had horrible diarrhea, and I was vomiting at the same time.
Dadgum, that sucks.
Yeah. And it kept happening for the entire trip back home. And it turned out I was allergic to the medication that they had given me to help stop the Graves' disease. And there were, at that time, I think either 4 or 5 medications to take care of it. And I was allergic to all of them.
Jeez.
So, So what they wanted to do was take out my thyroid. But I was at BYU at the time, and was really sick. And I went to the University of Utah Medical Center, and there was a special team there that took care of that sort of thing. And I had a special doctor there who suggested that, you know, I needed to have the surgery, and so we planned everything for it to be on a Friday. And in fact, I was in the hospital, but he told me to go and get some things taken care of before the surgery. And so my friends took me, and they said, we need to take you to the church office building and get you a blessing before Friday. So we went there, and I got a blessing from L. Ray L. Christiansen, who was a assistant to the 12. And I got the blessing, and it went away.
Wow.
So I went back to the hospital, and they checked everything, and everything was fine. So I didn't have to have a surgery or anything. And
it was essentially a miracle.
Absolutely. It was a total miracle. And I found out later that they had called my parents and told them that if they wanted to see me alive, that they needed to come out to Utah because there was only a 10% chance that I would survive the surgery, because once they touched the thyroid gland to do the surgery, that it would probably release a huge amount of thyroid into my body, which is called a thyroid storm, and that amount of thyroid would cause my body to go into this super overdrive, and it would kill me.
Jeez.
Yeah. So anyway, a couple years later, when I had finished college and graduated, my parents allowed me to go on a mission, and because of my health, I had to get special permission, so I had to go see the head doctor for the church, who just happened to be, at that time, Brother Nelson.
Russell M. Nelson?
Who is now President Nelson.
Wow.
So I had a conversation with him for about 20 minutes, and he reviewed my medical records and all that. And at the time, I spoke Spanish and Japanese. And I went on a English-speaking mission in Oregon. And I wondered about that, and I think that they did that because they wanted to play it safe in case something happened with my health.
That does kind of make sense. Well, that's so funny. You like knew two languages and you get called to English speaking.
Yep.
Wow.
But when I got back home from my mission, I noticed that I was starting to feel things again, and so I went to an endocrinologist, and I said, I have Graves' disease, it's starting to activate again, and I need to have surgery. And he said, there's no way that this could be happening again. Because I had had two remissions already. He said it's not possible to have a third checked everything and I was correct. So I had the surgery and they took out everything except my parathyroids. And then after that, I had to go through months of taking different levels of Synthroid to get my body at a level of Synthroid is an artificial thyroid hormone.
Okay.
That replaces what your body would produce. So I had to go through taking different levels of that to get my body back to a normal phase. But anyway, I got back to normal and it's been okay since then.
Well, that's good.
And then my next biggest, I mean, I have, the VA has made listed as having 34 different diseases that they manage.
Uh-huh.
And the biggest ones, well, you took care of two of them when you were here. I had kidney disease and I had a brain condition that was potentially fatal, and you gave me a blessing. And I had another miracle occur because my kidneys went back to normal, which is not possible normally. And my brain went back to normal as well.
Oh.
So.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And
so I'm,
Ron, I was wondering if I could kind of share my perspective on that.
Sure.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
Yeah, so for you listeners who have been hearing Ron say blessings and are kind of wondering, okay, what is that? Is that like getting a permission from a parent to marry someone's daughter? No, it's actually, so in the Mormon church, we believe that Jesus Christ obviously came to earth and he established the gospel. I think we can all agree on that. So Christ died and his 12 apostles, were pretty much in charge of his church. But unfortunately, as it says in the Bible, the apostles were killed off. And what we believe is that Jesus Christ's church, over time kind of got a little foggy and different truths were a little bit changed by man a little bit. So what we believe is that Joseph Smith, received a vision one day after praying about what church was true in the 18th century or 1800s, sorry. And he wanted to follow God, but he felt that all the churches contradicted. Each church that was Christian believed in something different. And I think today we can kind of agree there's a lot of different outlooks and scriptures, different interpretation of a single verse. And it can be kind of confusing. So that's what Joseph Smith was going through. So it wasn't like he just woke up and had a vision. He had been searching and thinking. And what he did is he read through the Bible and the book of James. And one scripture really stood out to him. And the scripture said, if any of you lack wisdom, ask of God. You know, like if you really want to know something, like ask God. And a lot of us believe in prayer. And I think we can all agree that verse is absolutely true. And Joseph Smith really took that to heart and he really sincerely wanted to know. And what we believe is he, after reading that scripture and pondering for a little while, he decided to pray, but he wanted some privacy and prayed and in a forest in nature. I think nature is a very spiritual place. At least for me, I feel a lot of peace. So I can understand why he would go there. When he knelt down, he had a very amazing experience. And it's pretty amazing because he prayed and Jesus Christ came down to him in a vision with his heavenly Father, God, two separate beings, but Father and Son. and Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father told Joseph Smith that Jesus Christ once had a full gospel, and unfortunately, over time, it had been lost, and God has always worked through prophets, and there hadn't been a prophet, a true prophet called of God since then, and Joseph Smith was called of God and was called to restore the gospel again and was ordained a prophet. And long story short, we just believe that Christ Church has been restored again, and we believe that that is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So bringing this back, when Ron says blessings in Christ time, obviously he blessed the sick and he anointed them with olive oil and would bless them and heal people. So we believe in that same power. We call it the priesthood. And when Ron was in his 20s, he received a blessing. And we believe that blessings are according to God's will. It's not just made up. We can't just say, hey, you're healed. It has to be according to God's will because God's plan is higher than ours. And when Ron was 20, he received that blessing, and it was God's will for him to be relieved of that terrible disease that was going to kill him. And so I served a church mission in Orlando, and it was around 10 months. I happened to meet Ron, and we kind of hit it off, and I definitely noticed Ron wasn't doing too well. And I can't remember why. I think Ron reached out to a member of the church if he could get a blessing, another blessing of God's will. And I just remember it's according to our faith. So we need faith. We have to believe. So it requires studying the scriptures and God's word. And I remember sitting in that room while we were meeting with Ron. And I remember when Ron asked me to give him a blessing, a priesthood blessing, just like Jesus did back in the day. Obviously, I'm not Jesus. I just act in his name. And I just remember feeling what we believe is the Spirit, which is a strong, powerful peace and often healing power. And I just remember feeling that Spirit telling me words to say to Ron. And I remember proclaiming that Ron would be healed of this instantly, of these ailments that he had been experiencing, his kidney disease and brain problem. And I just remember feeling so strongly that that was okay to say, and that was the right thing to say. I was a little nervous, to be honest, because feeling a voice or a feeling that you can heal someone when that should be physically impossible is a little weird, maybe a little creepy. But I just remember, if it's good, it's from God. And if you feel this peace and you have the power of God, which we believe has been restored again today, then it is a good thing. And I'm so glad that I was worthy to say those things, and I'm grateful that Ron was able to be relieved of those things for sure. So yeah, that's kind of my side.
Well, I'm glad that you were worthy too, because you probably added many, many years to my life, and I'm forever thankful.
Well, I'm grateful for just Christ, man. That was all Jesus, and I'm just grateful to serve him. And I'm grateful that you're alive.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, man, that was a good experience for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Ron, I wanted to ask how, I know those other ailments have kind of been relieved, but I remember calling you about this podcast, and you had mentioned that you've been struggling with other things. How has that been on your faith, and how have you kept the faith and kept hope?
Do we have time for me to tell you about the two other diseases?
Absolutely. We got as much time as we need.
Okay. I was a Navy hospital administrator, and when I was assigned in Illinois, I base commander, and it was on the second level of the building that they were in, and there was no elevator, it was just stairs, and it wasn't a normal second story, it was extra high, so there were a lot of stairs to climb. And when I got at the top of those stairs, I was totally exhausted and having a hard time breathing and everything. But anyway, I went through the meeting, and afterwards, just felt completely shot. And anyway, I went back to the clinic that we had there and talked to my doctors, and they looked at me and couldn't tell what was going on. But I went to the hospital that was at Great Lakes, Illinois, and saw a doctor there, and they started doing some tests, and eventually it took several months, but eventually they diagnosed me with lupus. And the lupus got worse and worse, and it affected, you know, lupus is an autoimmune disease that attacks your organs, your muscles, your bones. It pretty much attacks any part of your body that, because it thinks it's invader tissue. And like if you were to get a transplant of live tissue, it would, you know, and your body rejects that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So you have to go on medications that destroy your immune system. And that was pretty rough. And I later got a blessing for that. And I've been inactive with it for years now.
Wow.
But when they retired me in 1990, they said I had 5 years at the most to live.
So, every year is like your last year, man. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So 95 is as long as they thought I would live. So they were wrong, obviously.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I still have no immune system though, because I have to take something to keep my immune system from coming back, because if it became active again, it could, the lupus could come back alive and kill me.
Dang.
Potentially. And the last thing I have that really is a problem is I have muscular dystrophy now, which is strange for an adult to come down with muscular dystrophy, especially in their late 60s.
Dang.
But it affects my my upper legs, my arms and shoulders.
Uh-huh.
And it's the only muscular dystrophy that affects the heart. And as it's progressed, it's gotten harder and harder for me to get down and play with my grandchildren on the floor. Because I can't get back up afterwards.
Dang.
Or for me to squat.
Mm-hmm.
If I squat, I'm done. unless Blanca's around to pull me back up.
Yeah, your wife.
Wow. My thighs just don't work to do that. So, and it wasn't that way to begin with. With the disease, it's just gotten worse and worse.
Jeez. How do you keep, like, looking on the bright side, or are you not? Like, how do you, because you seem to say it, so not necessarily lightheartedly, but like almost like you're just used to it. Like, how do you keep going?
Well, it's just part of the plan. It's part of the plan.
Yeah.
I'm the dumping ground of all my family's bad genetics. I have five or six autoimmune diseases, and you know that's really rare for a person.
Super rare. I only have one.
You have one?
Yeah, just my EOE.
Yeah.
So that, yeah. I can't imagine six.
Oh, and I get migraines almost all the time. Now, I had neck surgery because I had to fuse some vertebrae in my neck, and I fell off the second step of a two-step ladder about 2 months ago and landed on my head.
Wow.
And I think I goofed up the surgery, because now when I move my head the wrong way, it causes a migraine.
Holy frick.
Because I inject myself with Aimovig once a month, and that was controlling the migraines.
Uh-huh.
But now I still inject myself with it, but I still get the migraines. So, dang. I mean, almost daily.
Oh.
So that's no fun, but it's just part of life, and I know other people have it worse, and it's something that God has given me as a test. And I'm hoping that I'm passing it. I hope I'm doing well with the test that I've been given.
Oh, I'm sure you are, man. You're an inspiration, Ron. And I just wanted to thank you again, man, for just sharing your story with us. Like, I honestly didn't know everything that you've been through. I just knew you were struggling when I met you in Orlando, but I just, one last thing I'd ask is, what advice do you have to someone who is struggling with any trial?
Well, I would say that if they need help with what they're struggling with, they should pray and seek comfort from God. Because he's the source of all comfort.
That's true. That's true. He really did suffer for everything. I think that's something that I have to remind myself, because sometimes we do feel alone, but Jesus Christ died and he suffered in Gethsemane for every struggle we've been through. Like, that always blows my mind, Ron. Like, how, that's insane. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
But the power we feel is just real.
Every muscle ache, it's just amazing.
Really is. Well, thank you so much, Ron. I think we're going to wrap up here. So appreciate it so much, brother.
You're welcome.
Cool.